This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. Good morning to Sabrina Gale. Hello, Sabrina. How are you? A food writer and formerly a supper club hostess. But I'll ask you about that in a second. Specialises in Persian and Middle Eastern food. Sabrina was born in Iran. She's the author of an acclaimed cookbook called Persiana. And she's our guest chef today. She's going to be making stir-fried tangy prawns. This is from her new collection, Sirocco. I am going to mention just Victoria Wood's because I love Victoria Wood. That great line about prawns. Do you mind if I just throw this in?
Sure.
Don't have the prawns. They hang around sewage outlet pipes, treading water with their mouths open. Well, can I just say, Sabrina's prawns are a very superior sort of quality and they would never dream of doing that. But what I love about you is that you're from a family, normally cooks come on or chefs come on and say, oh yes, well, my gran was a wonderful cook or my mum was it. No, not in your case.
Not in my case at all. But if anything, I think it's probably made me stronger because nobody was there to challenge me or tell me I was doing something wrong. And a lot of the times, you know, even my mother can't cook. And I think that she was ushered out of the kitchen exactly with that whole sort of, no, 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 I'm too busy. No, 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 go out. You know, dinner'll be ready. Instead, I was allowed to do whatever I wanted in the kitchen and experiment. And actually, I'm quite unafraid of combinations.
Well, I think when you were a little girl, you started with sort of lots of packets, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. Now called sous vide, but boil in the bag, yeah. Fish, basically. Yeah. Fish, cod in Mornay sauce and all of that stuff. There's, you know, nothing wrong with that. But that was my first sort of platform for learning and, you know, packet cake mixes. So I still have my memories in the kitchen with my mum, but they weren't doing anything that she'd started from scratch.
No, so you were cooking for her. Outrageous.
Yeah, she begs me not to talk about it. Please don't talk about me anywhere.
I'm sorry. No, we've just done it. Make your way over to our chopping table. I did say to Sabrina earlier that I'm slightly resistant to chopping noises on the radio when we do cooking items. I'm never sure whether the audience really buys into this, but if you don't mind doing a little bit of chopping for me, Sabrina,
sure.
I'd be happy with
you. I'm actually genuinely going to cook. So.
I know you are. And we're going to make this delicious dish. I think a lot of people, and I'd count myself as one of them, we're a little bit worried about maybe Middle Eastern or attempting Middle Eastern food because we think it's going to be too complicated. Is that right?
I think so. I think it's also a lot of people are resistant to trying foods of new cultures because they have lovely alien names. You know, even if you try something French, it has a name that's not fully familiar to us. So I think when you just sort of relay it as, actually, do you know what, guys? Don't worry, it's home cooking. We all do home cooking. There's nothing to be afraid of. And you can chop and change ingredients and leave stuff out. I think that kind of appeals to people's nature a little bit more when you learn like a tagine is, you know, not really much different in base to any kind of stew that we have here, whether Irish stew, Lancashire hot pot, whatever. It's onions. It's if you have meat and then anything else you have. Or a burek is, what is that? It's a pie. It's just a pie by any other name. And also, I don't really have hard and fast rules about the things that I do. I'm very much, don't have something, leave it out. Can't find this, use something else. It's simple, really.
You are, the recipe, by the way, is on the website for the stir-fried tangy prawns. This is not a complex dish to actually cook, is it? I mean, it's just the ingredients we need to mention briefly. But all the details on the website, bbc.co.uk/womansour, all one word. What are you tipping into the pan now, Sabrina?
So I've got some sliced onions. I've got some garlic, a lot of garlic and some ginger. Lovely flavour base to any dish, really. It's hard to sort of think where I could say this dish should be from because I made it up. But it has flavours that feel Middle Eastern. It has flavours that feel North African. Flavours that feel Indian. Bottom line, yummy. Yeah. And easy to find all those ingredients. They're all supermarket ready. Nothing is particularly obscure and nothing that you felt was obscure and, you know, couldn't be replaced with something else. So the only thing I would encourage you keep is preserved lemons because they are such a wonderful flavour, but you can make them at home.
Yeah, what is the flavour of a preserved lemon?
It's only a North African thing usually, but now of course it spreads everywhere. Typically they're very small lemons that are packed in salt and put in a jar, but much smaller than lemons we have here. They're Beldi lemons.
Okay.
And what happens, even after a couple of weeks, is as the moisture is extracted, salt sort of penetrates into the lemon and the flesh becomes almost gelatinous on the inside. And the skin, it sounds gross, but actually it's wonderful. And they are such a joy to eat with fish because I think sometimes squeezing lemon juice onto like a delicate piece of white fish kills the fish. Especially if fish is not cheap. I'd much rather have a little chopped salsa on the side that has a spike of preserved lemons that just gives you this vibrant citrus, but not in an overpowering acidic way.
So do not be afraid of preserved lemons.
No, they're fabulous for adding instant flavour to anything from salads and soups and stews. Love them.
Now, store cupboard ingredients. I always find that something that people, chefs, are quite keen to say. I never know what a store cupboard ingredient is or what my store cupboard should contain if I'm lucky enough to have one. So can you give me your store cupboard essentials?
So I would say harissa. I would say preserved lemons. I love pomegranate molasses. I like za'atar, which is wild thyme, essentially. Nothing too complicated. I love sumac, which is a ground red berry that grows actually plentifully in England, but we don't know what it is until somebody tells us.
Yeah.
And I also like keeping pul biber. It's a much softer Turkish chili flake. On top of all the usual stuff that we have, because like thanks to people like Madda Jaffrey, we have cumin and turmeric and cinnamon in our cupboards. We've been fairly well stocked since the 80s because of the popularity and the love that we have for Indian food. And that's like half the battle already. Half the ingredients are already in our cupboards and we're familiar. So just if people did want to add a few extra things, I'd definitely recommend those particular items, which are long life and store beautifully.
Sabrina, thank you. We'll kind of go back to Sabrina and her tangy stir-fried prawns in a few moments' time. Sabrina, predictably, you have cooked this is delicious, these stir-fried tangy prawns. Well worth a bash. And I was watching Sabrina do it. Obviously, she is highly skilled, but I think even I could have a pop at this. And the recipe is on the website. You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.